let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Once again, Sally Breeze Green grabs the hearts and minds of the young with a delightful children's story of a girl, a car, a filling station, and evangelism. Based on the old Esso Gas slogan of yesteryear, Put a Tiger in Your Tank is the third book by Sally Breeze Green, completing a trilogy of children's stories with deeper meanings. Her niece, Melissa Green, is again the illustrator. Her first two books we've discussed here on This Week in America, Lo and Behold, A Christmas Story, and Georgie, A Big Fish Tale. Sally Breeze Green has become a published author of children's books late in life. After attending a year of college, she was married for nearly 65 years until her husband passed away in June of 2021. They worked together in their petroleum engineering company for 40 years until retirement in 2019. She holds a certificate in spiritual formation from Columbia Theological Seminary in Decatur, Georgia, and has served several times as a ruling elder in the Presbyterian Church denomination, during which time she also preached as a lay pastor. She spent many years writing articles for church newsletters and as choir chaplain. She also has authored her own spiritual journey, In Search of Grace, and a study guide on prayer, In Quest of Prayer. She's actively engaged in her church and prayer ministry and mentoring others in their faith and remains devoted to her family, two sons and spouses, five grandchildren and spouses, and four great-grandchildren. We welcome back to This Week in America, Sally Breeze Green, to talk about her new book, Put a Tiger in Your Tank. Hi, Sally. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, Rick. It's great to be back with you.
It is always a pleasure to have you here talking about all of your books, and there are many. I will go through the list of all of the books as we have our conversation today, direct you to Sally's website, sallybreezegreenbooks.com, information there on all of her books. Talking specifically about Put a Tiger in Your Tank, I love that. And again, the background on that, I understand, like the others, what this came to you in a dream, the topic for this.
I think it came to me, it might have been a dream, but it was a sermon that I preached
yes.
when I was doing my lay preaching. And somehow or another, it was the Pentecost Sunday, and I thought, gee whiz, I was dreaming about that the other day, and it seemed to me this slogan came to me about put a tiger in your tank, and I remember that when I was a girl, seeing those tigers on all the signs down the street for the filling stations.
Exactly.
And it struck me that this was a really good analogy for Pentecost, because that's exactly what God did on Pentecost. He filled us all with this tiger of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I use that as an analogy of like being a Christian is like being a new car, all shiny and bright to start off, you know, with zeal and lots of vigor. And then our expectations soon got tarnished when we began to wear out being obedient followers. The wear and tear sets in pretty quick, and you feel like your vehicle of faith begins to lose its luster if you're not careful. And our eyes, the windows of our soul, begin to grow murky, and the weariness of living sets in, and we begin to look like an old car with flat tires. And all of a sudden, this book began to take form in my mind in these pictures that came out in this book. And my niece was so great at picking up on my thoughts and began to do these pictures that set, you know, they really set the text in
yes.
order, and I was really pleased with how the book came out.
She brings alive the text. Your message comes alive in the book by Sally Breeze Green, Put a Tiger in Your Tank. I love that expression. I love the titles of all of your books. They're so meaningful, and we'll talk about those as we have our conversation today. But I mentioned this was a children's story, a girl, a car, a filling station, and evangelism. Talk about the girl. I love the lead character because she found joy in helping others, didn't she?
Yes, she did. And yet, as much fun as she had helping others, she was a what we used to call a candy striper in the hospital.
Oh, yes.
And I don't think they call them that anymore. It's been a while. But anyway, that's what she was in my mind. And she loved helping people, and she would pray for them in the hospital and everything. And but she just couldn't. Something was missing, I guess is the best way to put it. Even doing good and helping others wasn't really totally fulfilling. And so in my story, in my thought of the car running out of steam, you know, you begin to tire out, even doing good. And something big was missing. And then one day when her car broke down, she began to see that not only her car had broken down, but her life had broken down, and she needed something. And about that time, along came the mechanic who helped fix her car. And then, of course, later in the story began to, he told her where to go to get filled up herself, and that was at the local church down the road.
It's such a story, delightful story, so well written for young people, as maybe we're sharing this book with young people reading the story or them reading to us. It's something as adults that a message we should learn, possibly reinforce where we are in our lives. The book is Put a Tiger in Your Tank. Sally Breeze Green is the author. Her website, very simple. Her name, SallyBreezeGreenBooks.com. Sally's back with us on the program. And it's interesting. She's got the mechanic, Bill, that serves as a mentor who encourages her and sends her off, gives her the opportunity to go back to church and talk about that, because that's a real positive experience for her, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And it's there that she finds that something missing. And I think that's where we all find that something missing in our lives. Because when we begin to believe in Jesus, there's something that happens to us. And he fills us then with his Holy Spirit. And that reinvents our life, and it fills our tank with this tiger. This Holy Spirit is really strong, and he just leads our life after that. And it's like her car got fixed when they put the STP in and filled it with ethyl gasoline. That old car came to life, and it's the same thing with us. We need to be filled with that Spirit so that we come to life.
You know, and you take us through this journey, and at the end, you've got a closing prayer right on the spot. It's right there that sort of ties all of this message in together. Talk about that. I love how you do that. It's there. We have all these thoughts as we're going through the book, and you've got the prayer right there at the end. Talk a little bit about that, because that's a really important part of the book.
Well, I really kind of worried about that, because I thought, well, maybe this is too pushy, you know. And then I thought, well, that's why you wrote the book, Sally. You want to get the word out. And
yes.
So at the end of the story, I put the prayer. It's kind of like that Billy Graham prayer, a way of connecting to God. And right there on the spot, when the kids read it, they've got an opportunity right then. And it's kind of mysterious but wonderful how the minute you read it and say it and mean it, that Spirit enters you and it changes your life. And God is very faithful, you know. He uses those simple words and begins a new life in them. And I wanted it to be available to them as they read it, and maybe even to the adults who read it to them. Maybe they've never come to faith, and maybe this will give them an opportunity. So instead of pointing out somewhere else to find that prayer, I just put it in at the end of the story.
Well, I really like that. Like I say, you sort of get to that point, and the question is sort of like, okay, now what? Well, you tie it all together. You take them that next step, that prayer that's there and is imparted. It's the conclusion for Put a Tiger in Your Tank, the beautifully illustrated children's book available wherever books are sold. Sally's website is SallyBreezeGreenBooks.com. I want to mention the other books. The first one, and I still love this title, Lo and Behold, the Christmas Story. I think that's the first program that we did together. Talk a little bit about that. Lo and behold, I love that. How many times we say that, and it makes a great title for the book. Talk a little bit about Lo and Behold, A Christmas Story, the first book.
Well, that one really did come out of my dream life. It was kind of like 3 o'clock in the morning when I got awakened by what I felt was the nudge of the Holy Spirit. And he said, get up and write this down. And I thought, oh, you got to be kidding me. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, you feel kind of just a little disjointed at that hour. But I did exactly that. I got up and it just kind of flowed out of my pen. And I know other people have had this same experience where you feel very invigorated and the words just come to you and you write them down. And it was the story of Jesus' birth from the viewpoint of angels. And these two little angels, Lo and Behold, were the lead characters in that book. And they came from a really funny time. My father-in-law often asked me, he said, who were the two most famous angels? And I said, well, they were Gabriel and Michael. And he said, no, they were Lo and Behold. And I said, where did you get that? And he says, well, don't you remember reading, Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. and behold, the angel of the Lord said to them. And I thought, oh, my gosh, that's a great title for this book and those two little characters. I made them a brother and sister.
I love that title. It never gets old in telling that story. And that book, Lo and Behold, The Christmas Story, is available. You'll find all of Sally's books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places, and, of course, her website, SallyBreezeGreenBooks.com. What a great Christmas present or presents for young children. All of these books are a great addition to the library. With the series, you can buy a couple now and maybe throughout the year for birthdays or special occasions, you can buy another book. And it's great for the child to read, for you to read with the child as well. The next book you did, the second book, Georgie, A Big Fish Tale, which I love just as well. And that's the last book we talked about that. Past fishing experiences with your dad. Talk about that because we all can relate. We all have some story, some relative we spent some time fishing with. Talk about Georgie, A Big Fish Tale.
Yeah, well, that came to me. I was sitting at my desk. We had an office at home, and my husband was beginning to be ill. So he was sitting in the living room, and I was sitting at my desk, and I all of a sudden this just came to me, and I said, well, Georgie sounds like a good name for this little boy. It really was sort of taken after my brother, whose name was Larry, and he had found this dog Patsy at the Safeway store across the street from us and brought this puppy home. And so I began to ruminate on this, and then I thought of Dad and how we would go fishing in the Colorado mountains, and suddenly this story just came out about Georgie living with his grandpa and trying to catch this elusive big bass before it was too late. Grandpa wanted to catch this big bass for his wife, who had gone on to heaven. And before he went to heaven, he wanted to catch the big bass. And boy, it was a lifetime of searching for this fish. And so it kind of all fell together from thinking about my dad, thinking about my dog, Patsy, and I called her Mike in the book, but she was my confidant for many years. And Larry had brought her home to us. And so, it was kind of a family reunion.
Oh, yes.
as I thought about it. And it too, just sort of wrote itself out. And I just thought, well, I'll call it Georgie, A Big Fish Tale. Georgie was the name of the little boy. And then A Big Fish Tale. And at the end of the book, I think I said, and this is no fish tale. this is true.
Well, it's another book that's so well written, beautifully illustrated as well. And you will find it at SallyBreezeGreenBooks.com as well as the usual places. Then a new children's book, God's Story Made Simple for Kids. Talk about that. I understand you thought you were pretty well finished with children's books. And then this idea came to you.
Yeah, I was all finished. I thought surely those three were going to be it, you know, and I called it the Trilogy of Children's Books. And then all of a sudden this came to me because I thought, oh, good grief. Children, hang on a second there. Children don't know much about the Bible. I was thinking back when I was a child, I got Bible stories one at a time or, you know, a mess of them. And they were never connected. And I always wondered, well, now, what's the big deal about going through all these stories? And I couldn't find anything to tie them together. And so I thought I'll write a little book for kids. And my grandson, Chris, did the digital art on this one, and he came out with some really, I'd never seen anything like this. And so he just put, you know, there's a program, I guess, you put in what you want to come out. And so he did, and the pictures are basically about 18 different figures of the story that goes straight through the Bible. It's kind of like the red thread that ties the whole story together. And of course the red thread is the blood of Christ. It starts in Genesis and ends in Revelation. Yes. And the pictures have really, really put the story together to where the kids can get a concept quickly and without a whole lot of religious garble. That sounds terrible. But, you know, you do get a lot of religiosity, I guess you could say, when people are teaching this over the years, and you miss the story. You don't see Jesus in Genesis until somebody tells you, oh, yeah, he's the one that the snake bit him on the heel, you know. So yes. I have this wonderful, there's a wonderful picture in there of a great big snake that, I don't know where Chris got this, but it's my favorite picture in the whole book. I'll have to send you a copy.
I would love to receive a copy of that. It just sounds like another book that's so well written by Sally. And again, SallyBreezeGreenBooks.com, where you can find these for the young people. And then you've got another book, Sister Sal Shares Seasonal Sermons. Tell me briefly about that. What is that book?
Well, that is a compilation of my sermons that I preached as a lay preacher for 12 years in the Presbyterian tradition. And I was always there on the day after a big event, you know, Christmas. And then the next week was, oh, my God, where are the people?
Oh, yes, exactly.
Yeah, yes, you always get that. They always need a lay preacher the week after. And so mine came as literally seasonal sermons from after Christmas to after Epiphany to after Easter to after, you know. And so I thought, well, I didn't have this published. I just had it printed because I didn't really think too many people would want to read sermons by Sally Green. But then again, a lot of people have enjoyed them. So I do have that printed out. I think Book Baby printed it nicely for me, and I've handed it out to my relatives and friends who wanted to read it. But that was a fun adventure to pull all these sermons back up.
Well, I bet that wasn't brought back memories and helped people at the time when they were there after a holiday, and they can help people now to reinforce where they are. And a couple minutes left in the program. You've got a new book what you're working on now, In Quest of Prayer. This is a prayer guide. You're working with the publishing company of the Trinity Broadcasting Network. This is exciting. A little bit about that, if you will.
Oh, that is exciting.
Yes.
I've worked on this all my life, and finally I thought, well, I've had luck with these kids' stories. Maybe I've got to try something for adults. And so I sent it in, and they accepted it right away. And I've had some really good feedback, and so I'm in the process, but it is a real process because Trinity Broadcasting is certainly a big, this is a, well, I think they call it Trilogy Publishing.
Yes.
That's a new publishing company for Trinity Broadcasting, and not many books have been published through them so far. And so I feel really honored that they thought my book was worthy to be published under their mark.
Well, looking,
so I'm in the middle of that.
Oh,
it's going to take several months.
So yeah. Much going on, and in the middle of all this, getting ready to celebrate your 88th birthday. I will be maybe the first to say happy birthday to you, and congratulations all that you are doing.
This has been a big year for me. I've gotten two new great-grandchildren this year, so I feel very blessed.
Well, it's an exciting time, and you're touching so many young people with all of your books. And you'll find all the books that Sally talked about at her website, SallyBreezeGreenBooks.com. We talked specifically today about Put a Tiger in Your Tank, like all of these. I love the titles of all of these. And yes, I'm old enough to remember putting a tiger in your tank and driving by the signs and seeing those all over the road. And that's great. That's when advertising, you could actually understand it, you could retain it, and it seemed so much better then because it really made sense. That was a great slogan, a great picture. Sally, it's always a pleasure having you with us here. Welcome back anytime. We'll stay in touch and get back and talk more about the work that you're doing. And again, happy 88th birthday and congratulations on the success of all of your books. And look forward to having you back on the program. Thank you for being with us once again.
Well, thank you, Rick, for having me. It's been a pleasure.
It is a pleasure. I always enjoy that. The books, again, great Christmas gift ideas for the young people. You'll find all of the information at SallyBreezeGreenBooks.com. If you need to, just go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and click on our website, go directly and get all of the information. Our guest, Sally Breeze Green, you're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.